but it's such a beautiful piece of Torah, so why not say it over again? And you'll help me out also. There are parts that I missed. By the way, you should know that I went to panic when he pointed to me and said to me to say what he said. I like totally panicked. So you should know, it's not only you, whenever Rebbe points to you and panics, okay. So because I was panicked, I'd like to review it again in like a healthy emotional state. So let's, Yosef Chaim is not afraid of him, but Yosef Chaim is a Baruch Hashem, it's a Zayda, it's a grandfather. And that's the way it should be. We'll be wrong if it'll be the other way. So the Rav started, or Pavarsky started by asking the Lashon of the Mishnah in regards to maybe get the Dina Seva. I'm not learning aloud with you, so if there's anything I forget, help me out. I'm just trying to do Chazara with you. And I figured that most of the people did not take notes, so anyhow, you have to ask him if it was okay to put on Wayu Torah. Yes, I could get in touch with Torah anytime, maybe we'll figure it out. It's definitely worth putting on the internet. So Rav Pavarsky started off by asking that the halacha is Amei Gemim Dina Sayam. So there we say Ein Tzara Shiyomar Bafanai Nefta Bafanai Nefta. Tzara Shiyomar Bafanai Nefta Bafanai Nefta. The Chacham say you don't have to say except for Medina's Hayam, with a few exceptions. So that's Aloha. Maybe get Medina's Hayam, you have to say Fanenechta. And then we learned that in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to. Maybe get Eretz Yisrael, ain't a Tzar Shiyomer Fanenechta. And Rashi said, and the Gemara Mishnah continues, V'myeshal of Orim yiskayim v'chosamach. And if there are Orim, so then there's a requirement to do Kiyum Chosamach. So the opening question that Rav Pavarsky asked is, at the end of the day, why does Rashi and Tosas, why do they both make their point that the im einal of orim mistama kasher on the seifa? They deduce im yeshal of orim is kaim bechosama v'neretz Yisrael. However, if there are no orim, then the get is considered kasher. At the end of the day, the Mishnah also says, Hamevi get Eretz Yisrael, Ein Atzar Shiyomar B'Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta. The opening line in the Mishnah already says that you don't need to say B'Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta. So Rashi's line, and even Tosis's line, Avol Kol Zman De Lo Asi Bal Ma'arer, so why does one need to learn that from the Seifa? One could, L'chura, learn it from the opening part as well. Now, I did not look it up, and Varsky didn't need it inside, but he quoted a Yerushalmi from the Meiri. Let's try to find it. Let's try to do that inside. Again, this is not Shir. I'm learning. I'm just doing Chazara with you, just reviewing what we was open to learn. Yeah, it's in the Meiri, Dibra Maskel Veshema Tomar. I think that's the one that he was talking about, right? The Meiri quotes a Yerushalmi, five lines in. First word on the line is Hamarov. There it says, Marusha Amru, Ilu Hamevi Shtar, Mimdina Matana, Mimdina Sayam. Veshema Tsar Shiyom Abifai Nechtam Fane Nechtam. The Yerushalmi asks, why is it that you don't need to say the Fanenechta, when it comes to Shtar Matana. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Shniyahi, the answer is, Shein Bikim Bikutke Gitim. So the Yerushalmi has a Hava Mina, that just like that there is a halach in regards to get, that there's a requirement to say finatam. Why don't we say the same thing in regards to Shtar Matana as well? Yes?
I think a couple of boys got confused when Rukavarsky was using
Lashon Meisha
Seifa, he was talking within the
Seifa of the Mishnah. Right. Nachon. That's also why I got confused when I started also. Nachon. Again, just to emphasize Yosef Chaim Zvi's point, that the diuk is Hamevi get Beretz Yisrael versus Vimyei Shalavarim Yiskayim Bechosama. That's the thing. Okay. So the Meiri points out that Yishalmi had a Havamina that you would even say Befai Nefta, Befai Nefta, Makiyum Shtaros. So Rav Pivarsky pointed out that from this Yerushalmi we see that there are three levels in regards to Gittin in general in terms of the requirement of Kiyum. And they go as follows. The Yerushalmi has a Hava Amina that, as some might correct me if I'm wrong, if there's more than the, he was medayik from the Hava Amina, if it was in a Hava Amina. From the Yerushalmi we see that there's a Hava Amina that Kiyum HaGet will be on the same level as Get itself. And we say no, that by Gittin, people are not Baki in the Gittin like they are in Shar Shtar. Of course we know, on the phase of Midal from the Tosos, he pointed out, that the halacha is that when it comes to Shar Shtaros, there's a requirement of Kiyum HaGet. You need to be Mekayim the Shtar. If you're not Mekayim the Shtar, then the Shtar is not Kosher Midr Rabbanan. I want to just add in, of course, all of this discussion is only Midr Rabbanan. The whole Shir was only on a level of the Rabbanan. The Finechta, Finechta is the Rabbanan. Kiyum Shtaros, of course, is only Midr Rabbanan as well. So it's analysis on a level of the Rabbanan. So on the level of the Rabbanan, we see that on the one hand, a Kiyum HaShtar is necessary. Without it, I can't collect with the Shtar. That's Kiyum Shtaros. That's the middle category. There's going to be something that's more lenient, that's below it, and something that's going to be more chamor, that's above it, Rav Pivarsky pointed out. And that is that when it comes to the halacha of get in Eretz Yisrael, so there, as Rashi and Tosas pointed out, it basically the beauty of this learning was he really pulled together, just framed things that we already knew and just sharpened the ideas that we already knew. He just put it into clear categories, and with this he answered the kasha and had a couple of beautiful piyukim. That when it comes to shtar in Eretz Yisrael, so there a get in Eretz Yisrael doesn't require kiyum at all. So it's more lenient than even kiyum hashtar in general. Yet, when it comes to get memdina sayam, so there it's more chamur than kiyum shtaros. Why? Because when it comes to the halacha of a get, there's the requirement of tsarich sheyomar b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. You need to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. B'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam is absolutely necessary. And without b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam, so then in such a case, the get is going to be pasul. He then pointed out that that's the lashon on daf hey. What was he referring to? On daf hey, that we say that the get is pasul. What was he referring to? I think on hey amid aleph, seven lines from the bottom. Tashma, hamidim get this hayam l'san
alam.
Well, right here, vim laf pasul, no?
No, no, you said.
But what about that, right?
That's not a raya, that's a kasha.
Why?
That wasn't a raya, that would be a kasha. Man.
But before Nisais, even beforehand, Hamayim get this and son alo, velo amr lo find out and find out. In this kind of class, I'm a kosher, but I'm not possible.
No, because in this kind of class,
So,
I mean, you could, I think you could read that too. That the halacha is that you need to do b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Oh, the lav is going on the kiyum chasimos there. Ah, the lav is going on the kiyum chasimos. Okay, so what was he referring to? Yafet, you're right. What was he referring to?
On
Hamavim Gemedina Sayyam, the son of Law, below Amar Law, b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Yotzi va blad mamzer de rebe chamam main a blad mamzer. Kate said, "Yase yitlo menu v'yase v'itrelo fishnayim v'yomar b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam." But where does it say possible? He was medayik from the word possible.
He says that for the fact that you have the remedy is to take it back and give it back to her. And say,
I thought he said the word possible. He said the word possible. He said the word possible. He did say the word possible.
He said the word possible, but he also said about taking it back to get it.
He said both. Okay. That's why I originally thought that I was looking for a possible. But, okay. So maybe the word possible was lav dafka. Maybe the word possible was lav dafka. It was from Avad Mamzer, right? But that's a Mishashim as Be'ashat Tavu Chachamim.
Yeah, I heard he says
Hayim Mamzer. So let's scour Hayim Mamzer. This is not sheer. We're learning together. We're doing Chazara from Tamu Chacham's big...
He just said the word Dath Hay.
He said Hayim
Mamzer. He said Dath Hay.
I think Yisrael, he might have been somehow being medayik from Vimla apostle. That he was being medayik from the fact that it didn't say Vimla. I'm not sure. I'm learning with you together.
He wrote kids at Yasa.
He did bring up Kids
at Yasa. His whole point was that how do you rectify it? By taking and giving back and doing a kiyum b'shas right. Masira.
That was something that was also, I think, as well. He didn't say the word possible. It could be he said he was making 2 points, or the possible was lav dafka and the hayim and aleph was lav dafka. So
at one point he did say the fact that it says possible is the word possible.
Right. He emphasized the word possible. So I don't know. Maybe he meant bin lav possible that without kiyum chasimos, then because there was no b'fanei nechtam, it's possible. Yisrael's tying on that. Yisrael and Zach are asking, Bim Lav just means Bim Lav that it didn't have Kiyum Chasimos. It's possible. But it doesn't indicate that you need a B'fai Nechta B'fai Nechta B'shas Mais. And that's what he said black and white. That everybody agrees on. That he pointed out that this first category of the Mesinas Haget, this first category of Mesinas Haget, the Eretz Bechutz La'aretz, that requires B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam, it's different than Shtar Matana. Shtar Matana, there's no requirement to do Kiyum B'shas Maisa. In contrast to Get Chutz La'aretz, that requires a Kiyum B'shas Maisa. And therefore, you have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam, Vim Lav, and if you didn't say it, Pasul, then it's going to be Pasul. Now that's a question that they're asking, Vim Lav might just be that there was no Kiyum Chasimos. So, but it could be that it's not only because there's no Chasimos, it's because that there was no B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Or, the Raya is, his Raya is from Ham and Bays. And the raya being that we say that if I may give dina sayam v'lo amel finetam yotzi v'avlad mamzer. So clearly there's a according to Rabbi Meir. We don't pass it like Rabbi Meir, but the halacha is that it's going to be possible. Either way, the yisod, whatever precisely was the raya, Yosef Chaim, you'll verify exactly what the raya was from Hayam and Al for Hayam and Beis. Either way, the yisod was a yisod that we don't have a question on, and that is. Except Yisrael's question, which we'll get to. And that is, at the end of the day, we see that when it comes to Gittin, there are three different levels of the Rabban, the requirement of Kiyum versus no Kiyum at all. And Kiyum Shtaros on the Matana is different than Eretz Yisrael. He then had a beautiful deal from the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Zayin, that the Rambam says that someone who brings a get, you know, let's do everything in Sun, let's not gloss over things. Let's take a look. Let's try to find it together. Perek Zayin. Shliach. Perek Zayin al Chalav. Yeah. Shliach she'evi get bimakom lemakom beretz Yisrael. Aval bi shelo rak sivas haget velo yada mihem edav elo nasan lo balad habal get v'omer lo ten get zel ishti harei ze nasan lo b'fnei edim v'aval bi shein edav yiduin etzlenu v'tiyah megureshes. If a get was given, if you don't know anything about the edim, she's megureshes. And then Rambam adds these two words, v'tinasei bo. and she could get married with her. Question is, why did the Rambam add those two words, Vitina Sebo? Why did the Rambam, what's he adding over here when he says Vitina Sebo? So Rav Kavarsky wanted to suggest that when he says Vitina Sebo, the Rambam is adding something. Because I might have thought that the get is going to be kosher in the sense that she's Migurashis. In contrast to, of course, a get b'mdina sayam, it's not kosher, it's possible if there's no b'fine nechla, b'fine nechla. So it's migurashes. But maybe it falls into the category of kiyum matana. The shtar matana is kosher, even on level of bidrabanan, but in order to be gove, it's like this is a chakira that you didn't develop. What is the pshat when you have a chisar of kiyum shtar level bidrabanan? Is it a shtar, but it's a chisaron gviya? Or is it not even a shtar? When it comes to gerushin, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, it's a shtar gerushin, but I would add a hava mina that you need some level of kiyum. Kamash malan, it's a glat get, it's tinasebo, that she's able to get married with that get. That's how Rav Shalom Shlita wanted to learn. That's Tima Gresh's Vitinasebo, and then you'll be able to get married with that get. He then pointed out that the Lush of the tour. Oh, you got the tour? Beautiful. Thank you very much. The way the tour starts out, about bringing a get. This is in Simin Kuf Membeis. Hamevi gevim dinas hayam va'balaso shliach. The beginning of Kuf Membeis. V'holi choli ishko tzar shiyamino tzivasa tzimasa v'yomar b'fanenechta v'fanenechta. The shliach has to stand there during the tzim and the chasima and say v'fanenechta v'fanenechta. Avo be'eretz Yisrael ein tzarech. But in Eretz Yisrael you don't need to. You don't need to in Eretz Yisrael. You don't need to in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the deal? Where do you say in the Migurash?
The contrast, the Migurash is a Tinas.
No, it's just Tinas.
You
can
say
it in
the. No, the lines I read. Yeah, those are the words. I'm looking for where it says it inside. Where does it say? It's not the opening lines. Let's see. I want to see it inside. Right, it's a little bit more of our arichus. The tour goes on. I want to read the words inside, because otherwise it would be repeating. Just want, let's see the tour's words inside. It's 1 minute of reading. Okay, I'll try to read and translate slowly. Again, from the beginning. Hamevim get mdinas hayam va'abal asah shliach lo alacha lo licha liishko. A get is brought from Medinas Hayam, and the Baal makes a shliach to bring it to his wife. Sarich sheyamo dam sivasa v'chasimasa v'yomer b'fanecha v'fanenecha. Avol be'eretz Yisrael ein sarich v'taima. And what's the reason? Mishum de v'chutzal aretz ein edim l'tzuyim mekaimo. Because in chutzal aretz there aren't edim around. V'mtinase bo hayom omachar yovah Baal yirarech. The Baal will come and protest. V'lo tucha limtzo edim l'kaimo. V'kach tibnu shedloi tisgarish bo ad sheyomar hashliach b'fanenechta v'fanenechta v'minu. So they made a takana that the shliach should say b'fanenechta v'fanenechta, and they believed it. V'oz lo nachush l'ureish abal. And then we would no longer listen to the protest of Baal. Avol be'eretz Yisrael, this is where Rupavarsky's deal came. Avol be'eretz Yisrael shetucho l'kaimo tinasei bo. So again, the question is, he should just say kosher. Why do you say tinasebo? So the emphasis of tinasebo is to bring out that it's a glat kosher lemahadrin. It's not like a shtar matana, which is kosher, just there's some kisaron gavia. Rather, the get is going to be entirely kosher. That was his deal from the tour. Then he came back to the original question. What was the original kasha from our Mishnah? The question was, why do Rashi and Tosis infer from the halacha of Eina Tzar Shiyomar Gafanei Nechta Gafanei Nechta? We should infer, why do we infer from there? What do we infer? We infer both according to Rashi and Tosis, and this is the halacha, Im Ein Olav Orim Mistama Kasha. By the way, I find that word very, very intriguing, the word Mistama Kasha. That's a very, very intriguing word. We've tried to work some things out, and I don't have a full... There's something very interesting about that word, Mistama Kasha. But Im Ein Olav Orim, so then Rashi said, Mistama Kasha. So that we could l'chura infer from Hamevi Gep Eretz Yisrael, and it's Rashi Omar b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. We could already infer from there. You don't need to. So if you don't need to, then the get is kosher. So the answer to that question is no. We see from the category that's right above it, the halach of kium chasimos by kium shtaros, there, in order to be able to collect with the shtar matani, even if the shtar matani is kosher, and there's not a requirement, and you don't have to do it b'shas maisa, you don't need to say b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta, b'shas maisa, and as the Yerushalmi itself had a hava mina, why not? That was what he was trying to bring out from the Yerushalmi. Shalmi had a hava mina, why not? He said, no, we're more concerned by Gittin than by Kiyum Shtaros. But at the end of the day, the Shtar Matana is going to be on some level kosher. You don't have to do Kiyum Chasimos, it's just Allah in Gaviyah. So I might think that you don't have to do Kiyum Chasimos, the Chazal were Masakim, but, and the get is kosher, the woman's divorced, in all halachos, in terms of Truma, and all other halachos, she's entirely divorced, even on a level of Durabanan. She's a divorcee. If she's married to a kohen, both on a level and a Duraisa and Durabanan, she'll be entirely divorced. But maybe that just like when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros, the halacha is that you need to be Mekayim the Shtar to collect the chov, even though the Shtar is kosher. Let me just add, I'm just getting excited about this idea. Let's maybe just add to what Rivarsky Shlita is saying, maybe. Sometimes it's called Mosav Goreya. But maybe, for let's say the halachos of Shibudim, right? Halachos of Chametz, and so on and so forth. There's no requirement for a Kiyum Chasimos. Right? If the Shtar says that I owe Yitzchak money, so then Yitzchak has that shibud, and all Ilchos Shibudim that Yitzchak has that shibud on me, and Yitzchak will be able to transfer that shibud to somebody else. Nafkaminas and Ilchos Pesach, etc., etc., and all halachos will be considered Yitzchak's. But in order for Yitzchak to collect, there's a requirement of Kiyum Chasimos. So I might think that she's entirely divorced. And the parallel to collecting is Nisuin. That's what Ripovarsky's diuk is. That's why the Rambam needs to say Tinasei Bo. That it will be a full get, but Me'echi Teisei as Tinasei Bo. And that we wouldn't see from the Reisha. Because the Reisha of the Seifa, as Rav Chaim Tzvi points out. When it says, HaMevi Geber Yisrael Ein Etzor Shiyomar V'Fanenechta V'Fanenechta, when it says V'Fanenechta V'Fanenechta, so there, all you see is that you don't have to at that particular time. Yes, it's considered a Megureshes, a Gerushin entirely. But who says that she, when she wants to get married, she doesn't have to do kiyum? Just like the halacha says, that you need to do kiyum by all their shtaros. So hence, we learn from the deal comes from the sefer. And if there is no orim, then in such a case she's able to get divorced entirely. Beautiful. How do you read the Mishnah? Yeah. The question answer in the Mishnah. The Rashi tells, let's read the whole Rashi. Yiskayim b'chosama, im ye'idu e'idim achasimas yedein. O e'idim acherim yakiru chasimasam. If the e'idim, in a case of Orim, Shabbat Ma'arish and Mezuyev, recognize the signature is kosher, then Rashi adds the same, both Rashi does make the same point. Then ain all of Orim is stomach kosher. If there are no Orim, then the stomach is kosher. So that point, Kavarsky's whole question is, why is that point that Rashi and Tosis is not made already on the first line? Why don't we say that? Maybe get Eretz Yisrael. Even Sarah Shomer b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. And the halacha is going to be that even if he didn't say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, it's going to be kosher. The get's going to be kosher. That's his. Why didn't we mention that initially? And the answer to that question is because when it comes to kiyum hashtar, it's going to be kosher. But you still need to do kiyum when it comes to shtari mama. And over here, the chiddush is that's tinasei bo, that you're able to get married from it. It's a beautiful shikotani. So Yisrael asked the following question. Yisrael's question that he liked was the following. Yisrael asked the Gemara that he seemed to have quoted himself, which is our Shiloh, whether he meant to quote in the first place, that Gemara itself seems to indicate the inverse. Why? By the way, I thought I was pretty good with Svarim. I didn't know this Sefer, this Talmud of Chassam Sofer. Peles Sofer, right? Peles Sofer. Peles Chaim. I never heard of it. Where is this? Okay. Talmud of Chassam Sofer, yeah. So, it's a nice kasha. I'd like to see that kasha inside. So Yisrael asked that Gemara itself, one could have argued, says, you could argue the opposite. That the Gemara that Pei Amid Aleph says, I may be given the Dina Sayyam and the Son of Allah, the law of my love of Fine Echla, Fine Echna, and Miskayim Bechal Sam of Kosher, Vimlav Pasim. So if you have Kiyim Chasimos, that's Kosher, and if not, it's going to be Pasim. Had the law to Chulomer, Fine Echla, Fine Echna, Lahachmer Le Allah Chulomer. And how does the Gemara ultimately learn it? Kishani says that the halacha is that even after she got married, if you mekayim the chasimos, so then that's going to be okay. Now, according to what was suggested, that in Chutz La'aretz, the fanai nechta, fanai nechtam is a more stringent category of kiyum, that you have to do kiyum b'shas naisa. So then, why would halacha be that post facto, after she got married, once there's kiyum chasimos, it's going to be fine? Then you're putting it closer to the category of a kiyum shtar mama. Right? Because shtar mama, you do it later. From here, you see that you could do the kiyum chasimos even afterwards. Which Rav Pavarsky answered, straightforward. And that is, he said, it's a good kasha. He said, it's a very good kasha. But the answer is that this is all b'di'evet. This whole Gemara is b'di'evet. He was categorizing the levels of kiyum l'chatchila. Hamevi gem dina seyem tzarech shiyomar b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. There you have to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. That was l'chatchila shebe l'chatchila. And on l'chatchila shebe l'chatchila, there's no halacha that says that when a shtar matana is given, they have to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. That was that Yerushalmi that we didn't read the whole thing that the Meiri quotes. It's a havamina that you would do that by kim shars, but you don't. In contrast, Tamevi get Eretz Yisrael, there's no halacha of lichatchila shebe lichatchila b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. No halacha whatsoever. And that's Tina Sebo. The fact that in Chutz La'aretz b'di'eved, he said, is not a kasha on his presentation of the Mishnah, because his whole discussion is the diyukim of the lichatchila. B'di'eved, we're talking about takana midrabanan. So v'imnisei salach is that the vlad is going to, that then, if you do kiyum chasimos, it's going to be okay, the vlad will be kosher, the nesuin will be fine, as the Gemara itself is brought out. Yisrael, he liked Yisrael's question, because at the end of the day, we do see his original formulation was very extreme. The original formulation was that when it comes to the halacha of Chutz La'aretz, it's possible if you don't have b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. That seemed to sound like that the only opportunity that you have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta is b'shas nesina. To which Yisrael then asked, what about the Gemara? To which then he responded that he's talking on a level of l'chatchila. And I think that's a good tarot, Yisrael. No? That's fine. He did say something that will be to the chagrin of Rabbi Jonathan Cohen, Rabbi Josh Frohler. Yisrael came home and said hello to him and said, you're ready for Ponovich. Okay, I'll let the recruiters in Panovich and YU fight it out. I don't think that Panovich has much of a chance, but one thing that I say with tremendous pride, this comes up, there's sometimes even a political issue. I have nachas
from all of my Talmidim that take the values of the yeshiva with them, I mamish feel like I have no agenda of where to send my Talmidim. I think make a shvua d'oraisa. Make a shvua d'oraisa that I have nachas from Yisachar Dov Goldschmidt, who's learning Brisker Koilo in Yerushalayim, and I have same nachas from Rabbi Mordechai Schiffman, who's assistant rabbi in the Jewish Center, and same nachas from Ezra Weinblatt, who's a doctor. And the same applies to many, many, many others. I think I could make a shvua d'oraisa that I don't, and that I think that the nachas is equal. As long as they're living their lives that are the lives of Torah, that the values that our yeshiva gives, I think I could say that for William Shaman. So whatever Yisrael decides, Bezer Hashem will do this now. Yeah.
Do we not say on Dalad on Vase when we were asking Akasha about if we could learn out from the statement of Medina and Medina, Medina Sayyam, and we asked Akasha, does that mean they're in the same Medina and Medina Sayyam? You wouldn't have to. He said, no, don't make that clear. Learn out that actually it means Medina and Medina Beretz Yisrael, you don't have to. And we said, that's outright in the Mishnah. And he answered no, because then you would think if we just learned it out from the statement of Medina and Medina, you would think it's B'diyeva. So the statement of maybe Beretz Yisrael teaches us this Lichat Chila. So that means that we're learning out from that statement of maybe Beretz Yisrael Lo Tzarech is Lichat Chila. But everything we just said means that statement wouldn't tell us Lichat Chila, and only the statement afterwards of Inyan Shel Orim would tell us B'diyeva Lichat Chila.
I think that's fine. I don't hear it. Maybe you'll say it to me after. I think everything you described is fine. It's true. I don't see what would be different. Okay, we were in the middle of a sugya on the Payama Bay. How many tell me you want to stop over here? How many tell me you want to wrap up yesterday's share? My idea is to wrap up yesterday's. Yeah, everybody, and that's what you were on Mel on today. And Mirza Shem, tomorrow we'll continue on. Okay. Let's summarize what we did yesterday. It's a little bit difficult going from toddling from one sugya to the next. But you got notes? I want you to have notes from Rav Shalom Pavarsky. It's amazing. I guess following up also, it's not a coincidence that I have, and I think it's a beautiful thing that Rav Lipstein's grandson is learning with Rav Shalom Pavarsky's grandson. And I'm the first one to say this, I'm sure. That's amazing. That's amazing. That's a credit to Tower Yeshiva. And it's a credit, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the cost of Yerushalayim, it's Yerushalayim, it's Yerushalayim, it's an amazing kibbutz goyim. I feel privileged to be a small part of it. Something is very, very, very special. Okay. By the way, I just have to add, there are other grandfathers who are heroes who are not Rabbanim. Since Rabbi Yonasan is here, I mentioned in the past, Rabbi Yonasan's grandfather-in-law, Yosef's grandfather, was a Talmud of Rabbi Shlomo Hyman. About that, the Tversky would have been very excited, because the Tversky's go back, they're Talmudim of Baruch Ber, which I discussed, he's a giant, just like these are giants. His Avas HaTorah, etc., etc. And that's also all part of what the yeshiva, I think what we're trying to do is that everyone with their kochos should become B'nai Torah. Every different person with their particular kochos. Everybody should be mamshech the shalshelas hamasayra. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm a romantic. that's who I am. I can't change that. I can't change that. You want someone who's just going to say sheer and. And that's I think there's a Leiva Torah that I'm sure I do with that. Just a part of that comes out. Okay, so now we have to reorient ourselves. Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara told us this concept of Shliach Nasa Eid Ve'Ein Nasa Dayan. So in this idea of Shliach Nasa Eid Ve'Ein Nasa Dayan, so we had a few tzarachims. Number one, we had a tzarachim. What does Rashi mean when he says b'shliach nasei ve nasadayim klomar? He amrini kehefi b'shliach nasei v'rami ve nasadayim. What does Rashi mean when he says klomar? We were also bothered
I don't think it was Sarachim number one, it might have been Sarachim number two. We were also bothered that at the end of the day, why is it that we say Shliach Nasa Eve, Nasa Dayan, these are two distinct sugyas, they're entirely two entirely different sugyas. Those were our opening questions. And we saw it originally raised in the Ritva, where the Ritva pointed out that the sugya in Kedushin on Daf Mem Gimel is one in which that we say that there's a machlokis of whether we have Shliach Nasa Eid. So you need to be taking sides already in that sugya. So it's not that our sugya is Shliach Nasa Eid Vei Nasa Dayan. The Ritva goes on to say that something along the lines of an Intim Saloma. It's not a title by itself. It's Shliach Nasa Eid. We're assuming like the sugya in Kedusha Mem Gimel Shliach Nasa Eid. And the Mela, then we go into the sugya Rosh Hashanah. I quoted the wrong daf. Yesterday, Rosh Hashanah Chafeh Amabez. We're quoting Rosh Hashanah Chafeh Amabez. I think I said Chafeh Amabez. Rosh Hashanah Chafeh Amabez. That there the halacha is that we say Ein Nasadayin according to many opinions of the Gemara. So that's how the Ritva learned, and that was the Imtim Salomar of the Ritva. Yes, you do it.
Let's clarify why the Ritva needs exactly the. It seems to be Vada, if we were to have the Machlokas of Ein Nasadayin, then we have to take the side of Shliach Nasay.
Right.
Otherwise, we couldn't have that Machlokas.
Right.
So once we're already having the Machlokas of Ein Nasadayin, it has to be Shliach Nasay. So why do we need it? Why do we need to put it into our Gemara?
Hagufa. I think the Gemara is what we call fearing guys pshat, is developing pshat. That Shliach Nasa'e, the Shliach becomes the aid, and then there's room to say Eid Nasa Dayan. The Gemara is just developing the pshat, that we need two steps. So we're just bringing in these two sugyas, Shliach Nasa'e, A, that's assumption number one. Number two, there's going to be a machlokas Eid Nasa Dayan. Good, keep on firing away these questions. If the pshat is not entirely clear, there's no mitzvah to get to lumdus if we don't have the pshat entirely clear. So that was in regards to the Shitas Haritva. We then saw Tosas Arash. That's really where we left off. But before we get to Tosas Arash, we then went back to the Klomar in Rashi. And we answered Sarachinu number one. Why does Rashi say Klomar? So we pointed out, and this is I'm really thankful to Rav Yaakov Lerner, because he always drives us home. Whenever there's a Klomar Rashi, Rav Yaakov Lerner comes running over, wants to say a pshat what the Klomar is. And he's right. It's a great pedagogical tool, the Klomar. It's a great pedagogical tool. So Rav Yaakov suggested that the Klomar means like this, that I thought maybe over here that the Klomar means like this, that the Klomar is telling us that when it comes to the halacha of Shliach, Nasa Eid, Ve'i Nasa Dayan, we're not taking a new sugya, we're not creating a new sugya. There's no new sugya, Shliach, Nasa Eid, Ve'i Nasa Dayan. Rather, the Gemara is evoking something really strange. We don't know what Rashi means. We might, by the way, this is a Tzarki and Gadol. I don't claim to have the answers. We need older Rabbanim to give us the answers. We're being amel together. Rashi saying, Kloma, ki heichi, just like where there's a concept of Shliach Nasa Eid, so too over here, Eid Nasa Dayan. Ki heichi, just like you're going to have Shliach Nasa Eid, so too, Eid Nasa Dayan. It would seem to me, I know the Talmudim fought me on this, and I know it's subtle, but this I think is Amita Shel Torah, that whatever the Pshat and Rashi is, I don't know if we're going to be Zochet to the full Havan and Rashi, but it's clear to me that Rashi is not saying what the Ritva is saying. It's a subtle point. Because if it's an Imtim Salomar Shmuel, then Rashi would not see it say, Ki Heifi, just like it works over there, it works over here. You follow Yudalev? If it's the Ritva's pshat, then it's not a ki heichi. It's a very subtle point, but a very important point. It's not ki heichi. It doesn't fit right in the Rashi. Just, I would fudge it in Daf Yomi, for sure. Any working pshat in Daf Yomi, I'll fudge it in the Rashi. No problem. So anything to get the Daf in under 40 minutes, that's what the people on the train want. That's what Bezer Hashem are going to get. And that's what they deserve. Every Lakol's not Bez. So, but at the end of the day, over here, it doesn't stand the rigors of Iyo. And that is, at the end of the day, the Kihechi is a different ball. Kihechi sounds like whatever the mechanic of Shliach Nasa'e is what's going on over there. So then there's another topic called Eid Nasadayin, and for some reason, even though Shliach Nasa'e is a Shiloh, what? Scream out. What's the Shiloh of Shliach Nasa'e?
gufo.
When it becomes gufo mishaleya, somehow that's the same shaila of a nasadayon. So that's a little vague. What exactly is Rush? Then we went to Tosa Rush. The Tosa is Harash. Let's do inside again. We'll try to do halacha today, but I think we'll be able to get everything in. Tosas Harash had this interesting line. Some of the shomim were a little worried. How can we take this line of the Tosa Rush so seriously? It is quite a Kiddush. But the Tosa Rush says the following. I had a different Tosa Rush yesterday. Right, that's where it is. Second column, that's good. Pirush. Everybody agrees that this shliach becomes an aid. Of course, what does the rush mean? What does the rush mean when it says lekule alma?
Even
Rav Shila. V'taima. The Medek Dayik Kedamrin Barosh Pirkin. Over here, everybody's going to agree, due to Medek Dayik. By the way, Chaim got stuck in Velo Dami. L'chura, what he means is Velo Dami, the Pluksa, the Kedushin, the Heinein Shlucha, Heinein Eda. That over here, whoever is going to be allowed for a Shliach is going to be allowed for an aid, and it's a unique halacha in regards to get, and it's not comparable to Rabbi Shelo, who says that a Shliach, because the Mishaleach doesn't work, here it's different. Where did he say it's different? That's where Chaim got stuck. What do you mean? It's in why? So where did he answer? Scream out. Where did the rush somehow try to answer why this is different? Scream out. Yeah, Medak Dayek. These words, Medak Dayek, the time of the Medak Dayek. So I know that what we're saying now is a little bit difficult. And look, Amelus Batara isn't necessarily all of the solutions. If Mirza Hashem, when you're a 70-year-old Rosh Yeshiva, it's not 70, it's Pliyanar. Pliyanar, an 80-year-old Rosh Yeshiva. He looks Pliyanar so vibrant and so on. The Torah creates a Simcha Sachayim. Torah creates a Simcha Sachayim. Mirza Hashem, you make your millions, Beza Hashem. And then, Amen, David screamed aloud, Amen. So Mirza Hashem, when you... But David has it, he already planted his seeds. He already planted, you plant the seeds now of a love of Torah, of an Amelus Katorah. And what are you going to have? Does Rav Shalom really enjoy food? I mean, like, you know, when you're 70, 80 years old, like, how much could a person enjoy in Olam Hazeh? But what a person has lemetzach is his Torah, and you see, and this he's vibrant, and obviously everything's where siyat d'shmaya, a lot of tefillah, as he himself said. But I'm telling you, the people that I've noticed, the people who grow old who have a connection to Torah, I noticed this when I visited your grandfather 5-6 years ago. The people have a connection to Torah, then they're still they have something to live for, something to get up for, an excitement, not just grandchildren. You know, grandchildren also make a lot of noise. And, you know, they can sit with a sefer and with a simcha v'chula. This is what we're gonna have. And I bless all of us, myself as well, that one day we should have that. That doesn't preclude a million stuff. I don't know if I give the bracha to everybody else. If you want the bracha, I don't know, it's fine. But I don't give the bracha. I'll just tell you that I have a cousin. Was 18 children, and his wife told me, she said, yeah, we come from Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin said, called all of his family together, so they're also connected to the Chazonish's family, called all the family, and I want to give you a bracha, and everybody got excited. Maril Diskin's last bracha, he says, I give you all a bracha, that you should all not have very much gashmius in your lives, so you're able to enjoy lives of ruchnius. That was the Maril Diskin's last bracha to his descendants. But Beis Hashem, everybody should be zelka to Torah Gdula Makom Echad. Now, Zarli Nyanayim. So the Rush says like this. I don't know if I would want to be at this bedside. So the Tosa Rush says like this. Tosa Rush says that when it comes to Minkat Nakit, when there's Minkat Nakit, so then by Minka Nakid, the halacha is going to change. Minka Nakid is going to change halacha. That even though the halacha is that the shliach normally is possible, nevertheless, the halacha over here is that it's different. So the question becomes, why is that so? What is Minka Nakid going to do? Meidek Dayik, thank you. What's Meidek Dayik going to do? What's Meidek Dayik going to do over here that's going to change the halacha? What's Meidek Dayik going to do? So what do you want to say, Pshat the Rosh? Yes, Rav Chaim Tzvi? But the Gemara is obviously not talking about. Okay. So, what do you want to say?
I don't understand how the Rosh can make kula between Gittin and Kiddushin if the Gemara itself is being done.
Okay, let's. I don't have a Gemara Gittin in front of you, and I'm running out of time. Let's leave that question for a moment. What about Meidek Dayik? What's he saying when he says Meidek Dayik? Yes, Zach?
Since the shliach.
If we don't work this out by after Mincha Rav Chaim Tzvi, we'll do it tomorrow. Yeah, go ahead.
Since the shliach is being very exact and making sure everything's okay, we believe when he says find out that he's able to give Eidos.
So how do you answer the question? The question is, how does Meidek Dayik going to now say that there's no problem of shliach nasa eid?
It's obviously he's an aid. It's believe it funny enough. That's Eidos. This is Eidos.
But the halacha there is that a shliach is possible to be an aid because he's coming from the mishaleach. And he has the din of the mishaleach. So how did the Gemara deal with that? How by the Gemara, by Meidek Dayik, how did the Gemara deal with it by Meidek Dayik? Yes, Shmuel.
Because he's giving it in front of a certain number of people, which is not focus, because he's giving it in front of a certain number of people, so he'll be sure that's the rotsin of the Baal, and he's going to be Meidek Dayik, and therefore we believe in the Sefer Nechta Mechtan as genuine Eidus. And because we believe there's Eidus, so that he's an aid. Plus he's giving Eidus, they must be an aid.
Right.
So therefore, Shliach Nasei.
So, in other words, over here, he's different than every other case because he's Meidek Dayik.
Yeah.
What does Meidek Dayik do? It makes it that even though he's no Geyach,
he's a legitimate
Eidus. Okay. So what Shmuel said is what I thought to say. And this is all B'lashon Ulai, and the only way we're going to decide is when the Talmidim fight it out, and then maybe we'll come to a maskana or we'll throw up our hands. One of the two. What Shmuel said is what I thought to say, and that is quite a chidush. And that when the shliach, who's normally possible as nogeya, a nogeya is not going to be possible in the context of Meidek Dayik. In other words, if you have a Meidek Dayik phenomenon, he could be an aid, the shliach could be nasa aid, even though he's nogeya b'davar, nogeya is normally possible, Meidek Dayik takes away the psul nogeya. Meidek Dayik takes away the psul nogeya. Where would we get that from? The Gemara itself. The Gemara says that if you do it in front of two or three, the guy is going to be careful. And I have a shtickel raya to that. It's a half a raya. There's a very famous Rambam, one of the most famous Rambams. It's in the end of Hilchos Gerushin. The truth is Dvarv Kedoshim. Everybody needs to know this Rambam. There's a lot of literature that's been spent on the Rambam. Someone passed me a Rambam. Thanks to Rav Kavarsky, I don't need to ask for the Rambam. Here, the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchas Gerushin. The last Rambam, everybody needs to know this Rambam. Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Chavtes. This is the halacha of Eidus Isha. In a case in which Eidus Isha is a euphemism for a case in which a husband has disappeared, the halacha is that when it comes to Iguna, we're makel, that even if a woman says she saw that her husband is dead, she's believed. And Eid Echad is believed. A guy, Mesiach Lefitumo, if he incidentally says it, is believed. Now that has implications for Arayos. And normally, when it comes to Arayos, we say, Ein Dor Shebe'er, V'Pachos Mishnayim. So the Rambam famously writes, in Perek Yugim HaLacha Chavtes, the scope of this Rambam requires a lot of Iyun. Al Yitsha Be'inecha She'itiru Chachomim Ha'erva HaChamura Be'edush Isha, O Eved, O Shivcha, O Akum HaMesiach Lefitumo, Ve'ed mi piyeinu mi piyaksav u'belol drisha v'chakir k'mo shavidar dibarnu. Shelo ikbida teira alo edus shnei edim u'shar mishpatei edus elo bedavar she'ein ata yochol amur obaryo. The only time the Torah requires edus is when there's information that can't be proven. Elo mi piyeinu edusam kigon she'idu she'ze harag eze o'il eze. Alo dover she'ev shel amur obaryo. Shelo mi piyeinu eze. Eino ed yochol ishamei im ein adover emes. If there's something that one individual will be caught in a lie, kigon ze sheheyit shemeis poni lo ekpid the Torah Allah. The Torah is not machmir to require two. Shedover rachu gushiyed bo eid sheker. It's highly unlikely he's going to lie. Lefichach ikilu chacham v'dover zeh va'om v'eminu bo eid echa mipi shivcha u'minaksa v'lo drisha v'chakira. Stam, for those of you who want some amazing yediyas, the note of the Yehuda is medayik in the Lashon Rambam over here, that the Rambam started off as saying that shelo hikpida Torah, and then the Rambam says lefichach ikilu chachamim. And the Rambam says, "Ve'minu bo eid echam mipi shivcha." Previously, the Rambam said, "Eid mipi eid." Here he says, "Eid mipi shivcha." He also says, "Uminaksav." Previously, the Rambam said, "Shalot be the Torah." Then, in the Sefer, the Rambam he mentions specifically, "Hikilu chachamim." So, note the Yehuda develops that there are really two halachos in this Rambam. One is the din d'oraisa, the minat Torah. We're going to believe somebody. If we're going to believe in Isha, as the Gemara describes, because Isha daiko minseva. The Isha, notice the Lashon, daik, Isha daiko minseva. That's a din d'oraisa, the Rambam says. And then, there's also a Lashon of Mishumi guna ikilu barabanam, lefichach ikilu chacham v'davar zeh. The Rambam brings new cases, and that's eid mipi ashivcha, min aksav, below drisha v'chakira. So that's a separate discussion when we're learning Yevamos, that there are two categories, there are two levels in the Rambam. Nachzor l'inyanenu, in the first category of shelo ikpida Torah, the Rambam gives a case of Eidus Isha that the Gemara describes as Isha Daiku Mitzvah. Why? Because she will not get remarried if she's afraid that her husband's going to come back alive. That's an umdama that Chazal said, and therefore this it's one of the lists of Lo Ikpida Torah. It would seem to me that one could possibly suggest, like what Shmuel had said, on a level of Dirabonad, that when it comes to B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Dam, B'fanei L'chol HaPachos, that Meidak Daik is enough to remove the Psul Nogeya that we have when Halacha normally says, Ein Shliach Nasa Ein. That's one way of explaining what he's saying. Meidak Daik is enough to create a full Ne'amonis. That's one shot. The Beis Lechem Yehuda suggested another shot. The Beis Lechem Yehuda did an amazing job. I feel like I would have been entirely lost on the sugya without the Beis Lechem Yehuda. I was to the point that I couldn't even read Rashi. I was just stuck. It was a mucha. So Beis Lechem Yehuda really helped me out a lot. He suggests a different pshat. He suggests, and these will be two different pshat on Gimel and Aleph, that when the Gemara says that the Isha is made that thank and therefore we believe her, the Gemara is being megalis, revealing to us that B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta is not Eibus. It's not Eibus. B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta is some type of Gilui Milsa. A Gilui Milsa, it's not Halach and Eibus. And this Chidush of Shliach is the Mishaleach, Ein Shliach Nase Eid, is only when it comes to Halachos of Eibus. That's the direction he goes. I happen to like our Mahalach a little bit better. I like it a little bit more as I'm speaking it out. But this is the two different approaches of how you read the Gemara. So that, two ways to learn Tozer Rosh. Everybody follow how it goes back into Tozer Rosh? Tozer Rosh is saying that the halacha is that even though normally Shliach ain't a Nasa'e because he becomes the Mishaleach, we don't care that he's become the Mishaleach for one of two possible reasons. Either our idea based on the Rambam and then the end of Hilchos Gerushin, that when it comes to something that's Daiko Minsava, we see that it could be considered, we could ignore the Psul Nogeya, like we ignore other Psulim as well. That might be what the Tosa Rosh is saying. We'll get back to the Gemara of Chaim later. And, or, the Beis Lechem Yehuda's Pshat, who says that over here, when it comes to the Meidak Dayik is telling us, is a new look at the Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta altogether. It's a watershed. Daf Gimel Amud Aleph becomes a watershed, that this is not an Eidus, but rather, how does it work? It's a Gilui Milsa. What's one of the reasons I like our pshat a little bit better? Because the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Shliach Nase Eid. Gemara uses the expression, Shliach Nase Eid. There are times that we refer to the Fanei Nechta as a form of Eidus. So to say that Midat Dayik is a remez to transforming the Eidus, I would feel more comfortable of putting Midat Dayik in the general halachos of the Nemonos of Eidus. Ulai, again, I don't feel I was omel enough on the sugya to be able to say that I know in my bones that this is the correct shot, but I throw out to the Talmidim, I throw out that the Talmidim should fight out, tell me what they think is was a better pshat. I'm doing this b'loshon ulai. In general, I've been, if you noticed, I don't know if Yisrael's noticed this, I've approached Gittin, maybe Ramesh's noticed, I've approached our Chidushim and Gittin with much more trepidation than I have in other instances, because I never learned or taught B'iyu in the first parak. So I feel like I'm learning with you, which is a very important thing for me, that the Talmidim also, and you are, Talmidim have really been pushing me, helping me be malabein a lot. We've been developing less kiddushin part of it. It's my first time around. Not my first time around Gittin. I've done other prakim b'iyun in Gittin, but the first time doing the first parak Gittin. When I learned Gittin in YU, we did the sixth parak b'iyun, the second parak b'iyun, the first parak we did do b'iyun. So I say this with a little bit of trepidation. Okay. Beis Hachem Yehuda goes a step further, and he suggests that that's pshat in Rashi. He wants to say that it could very well be that what the Rush is saying is the Kihetri in Rashi. Now this, I think, is a little bit half-baked, but again, it's definitely stuff to get the Talmidim working with, and we'll throw it through Night Seder, and then you come back to me tomorrow morning. Baruch Hashem, I have no Akamas Matzeva tomorrow morning. I think I should be able to be here, Bezo Hashem, at 9:30. Still see Sharm, right? At 9:30. So Rashi says like this, B'shliach nasa eid ve'im nasa dayin k'mithugi, klomar, I amrinan ki heichi d'shliach nasa eid. How did the Rush learn? The Rush learned that once it's minkat nakit, once it's meidak dayik, then that makes it that we no longer have the psul of Shliach Nasei. What was the problem? What's the problem of Shliach Nasei? The problem of Shliach Nasei is that there is something that makes him pasul from being an aid. What's that? According to Reb Sheva, Nogeya. So that whatever the mechanic is that removes the psul of Shliach becoming the aid, that same mechanic is going to remove the psul of Eid Nasa Dayan. Beautiful. Dayan, what does that mean? Ki heichi, just like Minkat Meidat Dayik is going to remove the problem by Shliach to Eid, so too that Meidat Dayik is going to allow us to go to tomorrow's shir. And that is, go to understanding why over here, Eid Nasa Dayan is not going to be a problem. And that is Emes and Rashi. That's for sure what Rashi means. For sure what Rashi means is, the mechanic that removes Shliach Nasa Eid as being a problem, that mechanic is going to be relevant, or whatever, just like it gets us over the hump of the sugya of Shliach Nasa Eid, that's going to be relevant in the Hemshech of the Gemara of Eid Nasa Dayan. Zogdei the Rashi. Now Rashi reads like this. B'shliach Nasa Eid ve'Eid Nasa Dayan k'mifli klomar. Don't think that this is a machlok. Now I'm going to be able to really, Be'ezer Hashem, summarize Rashi. B'shliach Nasa Eid ve'Eid Nasa Dayan k'mifli. Don't think that there's a new category of a machlokis of Shliach Nasa Eid ve'Eid Nasa Dayan. Let's say like Rabbi Yesheva and Rav argue about, or like the Tanoim argue about, that there's this new category of Shliach Nasa Eid. No! Klomar, what we mean is like this. It's quite a chiddush. It's definitely not the pashtus of the Gemara. Klomar says Rashi, I amrina, if we say, ki heichi de Shliach Nasa Eid, that just like in this case, the Shliach will be able to become the aid. How? Maybe due to Meidat Dayik. The Beis Lachem Yehuda speculates. Maybe that's Rashi's Svara, the Tosfos HaRash. Maybe not. But Kiheichi, whatever it is that is going to say that in this case it's okay to say Shliach Nasei. Whatever it is, either you could hold like Rav and say there is no psul of Gufo, of the Mishaleach, or you could go like the Tosfos HaRash and say everybody holds that over here Shliach is Nasei. Hachinami einasa dayan kamiflugi. So here too, there is a machlokes of whether we would apply it to einasa dayan. Now we need to continue. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, what exactly is this Hachinami? What is the Hachinami? Einasadayim. In other words, what are, we haven't discussed at all. What are the issues about Einasadayim? We did Kedushin. We didn't do Einasadayim. That's like said Amar Mekomos. But that's what Rashi means. Ki heichi, however you're going to solve the issue of Shliach Naseid, whatever is going to be your matir of Shliach Naseid, and now I'm going to be precise. What is that matir? I know right now of two possibilities. Either that the matir is that we don't consider the Shliach as the Mishaleach, just like whatever tells us that the Shliach doesn't become the Shaleach, the Shita of Rav, Hachinami, so too, Eid Nasadayim, that's going to be the machlokis of whether Eid is Nasadayim. For example, if we're going to say it becomes like the Mishaleach, he can't be. If he's the Baal, then he can't be the Dayan over here. That would be one way of reading, according to Rav. And according to those that Rosh says, not Talui, then it goes like this. Because it's made Akdayik, then everybody would agree that the guy is a Shliach, is a Kosher Eid. Hachinami Amrinan, the same thing of made Akdayik is going to allow us, for some magical reason, to say that this Eid could also be a Dayan. The same mechanic, whatever is the mechanic that's being matir over here, is going to be matir over there. That's what Rashi's saying. It's clear that's what Rashi's saying. And it's clear Rashi's not saying the Ritva. It's clear that Rashi's not saying the Ritva. Obviously, the Hachinami needs to be worked out. What exactly is that Hachinami? But that's the emes in what Rashi is saying. Klomar, kihei. Okay. Rabosai, without moving, let's do a couple of halachas. I didn't even have my Mishaburi here, so if I can, I think we'll be able to do it out.